In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. This week here at Holy Trinity, we commemorate the 14th anniversary of the passing of Miss Madeline Grace Fall, passing from this world to the next at the tender age of 4. That means she would have been 18 years old this year. Hard to believe, really. As we remember her life, and for those who didn't meet her or maybe were born after Maddie, you can hear stories about and get to read about this amazing child. As we as community remember her sacred life, I'd like us to consider the Lord's encounter with a group of children and what Jesus said about children and the kingdom of God. Because what applies to children and the kingdom of God was certainly manifested by Maddie. Jesus had been preaching, just wrapping up the publican and Pharisee parable, actually, when he's interrupted by a group of parents with kids in tow. The disciples are upset about this interruption, and they rebuke the parents. Of course, Jesus figures out what's going on pretty quick, and he pushes back a little bit. He says, "Let the little children come to me, for of such is the kingdom of God." And then Jesus doubles down. Not only are children heirs of the kingdom of God, but only children and the childlike find the kingdom of God. He says, "Unless you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you will never find it." Unless you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you will never find it. So what qualities of a child, then, do I need to adopt, or perhaps more accurately, rediscover in order to find this kingdom of God in my life? If Jesus says I have to find the kingdom of God like a child, what does that mean in order to find life itself? Well, St. Theophylact lists about a dozen qualities: innocence, a forgiving spirit, generosity, being loving, being satisfied with simple things in life, and many, many more. Of Theophylact's dozen or so qualities, there are two he mentions that I'd like us to reflect on today in particular. The first is this: a little child, he says, does not despise anyone. A little child never looks down on anyone. Now, a small child might fear someone. You know, a loud voice or a boisterous manner might make a child afraid for a moment. But the little child will not despise the person, won't look down on them. Those are two different things. We aren't born into this world looking down on anybody. And for a few precious years, we remain that way. But as we grow up, we pick up that flaw, don't we? I mean, think about all the categories. If you think about human history, think of all the categories that we humans have come up with to look down on somebody else. Appearance, wealth, clothes, age, sex, race, job, where you live, what you eat, how a person worships, who a person loves, or their friend, who their friends are, who they vote for, how they change a light bulb, for all I know. And when we run out of categories to look down on others, we humans are very quick to invent a few new ones. Little kids don't do that. They don't do that. I don't think they can do that before a certain age. I'll share a story about our daughter Erin when she was about three years old. And I should give you a warning: cute kid story ahead. Michelle and Erin were at the grocery store in Amory in the checkout line, and a large man in a tank top gets in line right behind them, and he's got tattoos up and down both arms. Both arms just covered in tattoos. And you know how kids face in a shopping cart, they face, you know, backwards, as it were. And so Michelle is putting groceries on the belt, which leaves 3-year-old Erin facing this man with only about 2 feet distance from them, and her head is perfectly level with this man's arms. And she can't help but see the tattoos. And her eyes get huge and her jaw drops. And she turns and says to Michelle, she says quite loudly, "Ooh, his mommy's gonna be so mad." He colored all over his arms. Cute kid story indeed. But there's something more than cute here. There's actually something deeply spiritual in this three-year-old's words. First of all, not a hint of judgment. Not a hint that there's something wrong with this man for coloring all over his arms. Not the slightest sense of looking down on him. Surprise, yeah. Despise, not at all. But the second thing those words reveal is compassion. She identified with him. Her first reaction was to worry that he was going to get in trouble. That's her first reaction. She knows what that's like to be in trouble. And she was worried for his sake. She was worried for his sake. Her instinctive response at age three was empathy, was to think about him. Truly, I say to you, unless you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you won't find it. And that leads us to a second quality little children have, another symptom of life in the kingdom of God, which is compassion, which is empathy. And in particular, Theophylact mentions compassion for those who sorrow. Little children are drawn to those who grieve. If a kid sees someone crying, they're going to ask, "Why are you crying?" They're going to come up and pat you on the arm. They're going to give you a hug. They might start crying right along with you, even though they don't know why, because they have compassion when we grieve. Now, I'm not saying we adults lose this altogether, but there is something that creeps up in us as we age that lures me to feel awkward when somebody else is in sorrow. I get this sensation, man, that it might be easier to look the other way, or maybe spout a couple of feel-good cliches to make myself feel less awkward. A woman shared this story with me a couple years ago, after her husband's untimely and far too young death. A well-meaning adult approached her as the memorial events were winding down and said to this widow and her two school-aged children who were standing there, "Well, at least now you can find closure." Gives her a quick hug and promptly exits. The young widow said this was not particularly comforting, was not particularly helpful. To try to cover over grief and to withdraw from those who sorrow is a distinctly adult temptation. I'm taking this class currently, and we broke into small groups for personal introductions, like sometimes you do in a large class, break into small groups. As part of her introduction, one woman described herself as a bereaved mother. And when she finished introducing herself, another person asked about the daughter that had passed. What was her name? What were her interests? The bereaved mom said that this was the first time an adult had asked about the daughter she lost. The first time since the funeral. We adults have trouble with sorrow. And here's the interesting thing. Kids have no problem asking. Kids will come right out and ask things like, "Do you miss her? What was her name again?" And even an interesting question, "How is she doing?" A very interesting question to ask a bereaved mother, "How's your daughter doing?" Adults, not so much. After our initial outpouring in those first few days, this invisible boundary starts growing a little at a time. We get awkward around other people's grief. And I believe it takes effort and the grace of God as adults to remain firmly planted in the kingdom of God in the face of sorrow. But for a child, it's effortless. It's effortless. A little child does not withdraw from those in sorrow. Truly, I say to you, unless you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you won't find it. Today, we looked at just two simple qualities of a child that we can find to rediscover the kingdom of God. Compassion for those who sorrow, and by that, an active and approaching compassion. And the other was that a child does not despise anyone. A little child does not look down on someone for any reason whatsoever. St. Theophylact lists about a dozen other qualities we could have explored, all of them signs that one has a childlike faith. All of them qualities of a person living not only a holy life, but really living life. All of them an image of Christ's words of the way in which we find and receive the kingdom of God as a little child. And these qualities together form a life in the kingdom we see today in all children of faith, and a life in the kingdom of God we saw most fully lived in little Madeline Grace. She had every one of them. A life of simplicity, of innocence, of generosity, of forgiveness, of love. A life that never despises or looks down on another person, and a way that demonstrates active compassion for those who sorrow. Amen.
Amen.